Chapter 85. Evaporative Emission Control Systems. Evaporative Emission Control System. Purpose and Function. The purpose of the evaporative emission control system is to trap and hold gasoline vapors, also called volatile organic compounds, abbreviated VOCs. The evaporative control, abbreviated EVAP, system includes the charcoal canister, hoses, and valves. These vapors are routed into a charcoal canister, then into the intake airflow, where they are burned in the engine, instead of being released into the atmosphere. Frequently asked question: when filling my fuel tank, why should I stop when the pump clicks off? Every fuel tank has an upper volume chamber that allows for expansion of the fuel when hot. The volume of the chamber is between 10% and 20% of the volume of the tank. For example, if a fuel tank has a capacity of 20 gallons, the expansion chamber volume is from 2 to 4 gallons. A hose is attached at the top of the chamber and vented to the charcoal canister. If extra fuel is forced into this expansion volume, liquid gasoline can be drawn into the charcoal canister. This liquid fuel can saturate the canister and create an overly rich air-fuel mixture when the canister purge valve is open during normal vehicle operation. This extra rich air-fuel mixture can cause the vehicle to fail an exhaust emissions test, reduce fuel economy, and possibly damage the catalytic converter. To avoid problems, simply add fuel to the next time's worth after the nozzle clicks off. This ensures that the tank is full, yet not overfilled. Refer to Figure 85-1. A capless system from a Ford does not use a replaceable cap, instead, it is spring-loaded closed. Common components. The fuel tank filler caps used on vehicles with modern EVAP system are a special design. Most EVAP fuel tank filler caps have a built-in pressure vacuum relief valve. When pressure or vacuum exceeds a calibrated value, the valve opens. Once the pressure or vacuum has been relieved, the valve closes. If a sealed cap is used on an EVAP system that requires a pressure vacuum relief design, a vacuum may develop in the fuel system, or the fuel tank may be damaged by fuel expansion or contraction. See Figure 85-1. EVAP system operation. The canister is located under the hood or underneath the vehicle and is filled with activated charcoal granules that can hold up to one-third of their own weight in fuel vapors. See Figure 85-2. Note: some vehicles with large or dual fuel tanks may have dual canisters. Activated charcoal is an effective vapor trap because of its great surface area. Each gram of activated charcoal has a surface area of 1,100 square meters, or more than 1/4 acre. Typical canisters hold either 300 or 625 grams of charcoal with a surface area equivalent to 80 or 165 football fields. By a process called adsorption, the fuel vapor molecules adhere to the carbon surface. This attaching force is not strong, so the system purges the vapor molecules quite simply by sending a fresh airflow through the charcoal. Vapor purging. During engine operation, stored vapors are drawn from the canister into the engine through a hose connected to the throttle body or the air cleaner. This purging process mixes unburned gasoline, hydrocarbons, abbreviated HCs, vapors from the canister with the existing air fuel charge. See Figures 85-3 and 85-4. Computer-controlled purge. The PCM controls when the canister purges on most engines. This is done by an electric vacuum solenoid and one or more purge valves. Under normal conditions, most engine control systems permit purging only during closed-loop operation at cruising speeds. During other engine operation conditions, such as open-loop mode, idle, deceleration, or wide-open throttle, the PCM prevents canister purging. Refer to Figure 85-2. A charcoal canister can be located under the hood or underneath the vehicle. Refer to Chart 85-1. Pressure conversions. Evaporative pressures. Pressures can build inside the fuel system and are usually measured in units of inches of water, abbreviated IN period H2O, 28 inches height 2O equals 1 pound per inch 2, or 1 psi. Pressure buildup can be caused by the following. Number 1. Fuel evaporation rates, or volatility. Number 2. Gas tank size, or fuel surface area and volume. Number 3. Fuel level, liquid versus vapor. Number 4. Fuel slosh based on driving conditions. Number 5. Temperature, ambient, in tank, close to the tank. And number 6. Return fuel from the rail. Some scan tools display other units of measure for the EVAP system that makes understanding the system difficult. See Chart 85-1 for pressure conversions between pounds per inch 2, inches of mercury, and inches of water. Refer to Figure 85-3. The EVAP system includes all of the lines, hoses, and valves, plus the charcoal canister. Refer to Figure 85-4. A typical EVAP system. Note that when the computer turns on the canister purge solenoid valve, manifold vacuum draws any stored vapors from the canister into the engine. Manifold vacuum also is applied to the pressure control valve. When this valve opens, fumes from the fuel tank are drawn into the charcoal canister and eventually into the engine. When the solenoid valve is turned off, or the engine stops and there is no manifold vacuum, the pressure control valve is spring-loaded shut to keep vapors inside the fuel tank from escaping to the atmosphere. Non-enhanced evaporative control systems. Prior to 1996, evaporative systems were referred to as non-enhanced evaporative control systems. This term refers to evaporative systems that had limited diagnostic capabilities. While they are often PCM controlled, their diagnostic capability is usually limited to their ability to detect if purge has occurred. Many of these older systems have a diagnostic switch that could sense if purge is occurring and set a code if no purge is detected. This system does not check for leaks. On some vehicles, the PCM also has the capability of monitoring the integrity of the purge solenoid and circuit. These systems' limitations are their ability to check the integrity of the evaporative system on the vehicle. They could not detect leaks or missing or loose gas caps that could lead to excessive evaporative emissions from the vehicle. Non-enhanced EVAP system use either a canister purge solenoid or a vapor management valve to control purge vapor. Enhanced evaporative control system. Background. Beginning in 1996 with OBD2 vehicles, manufacturers are required to install systems that are able to detect both purge flow and evaporative system leakage. The systems on models produced between 1996 and 2000 must be able to detect a leak as small as 0.040 inches in diameter. Beginning in the model year 2000, the enhanced system started a phase-in of 0.020 of an inch diameter leak detection. All vehicles built after 1995 have enhanced EVAP system with the ability to detect purge flow and system leakage. If either of these two functions fails, the system is required to set a diagnostic trouble code and turn on the malfunction indicator lamp to warn the driver of the failure. See Figure 85-5. Vent valve. The canister vent valve is a normally open valve and is closed only when commanded by the PCM during testing of the system. The vent valve is closed only during testing by the PCM as part of the mandated OBD2 standards. The vent solenoid is located under the vehicle, in most cases, and is exposed to the environment, making this valve subject to rust and corrosion. Refer to Figure 85-5. An enhanced EVAP system is able to perform system and leak detection diagnosis. Refer to Figure 85-6. A leak detection pump used on some Chrysler and other vehicles to pressurize, slightly, the fuel system to check for leaks. Purge valve. The canister purge valve, also called the canister purge abbreviated, CANP, solenoid, is normally closed and is pulsed open by the PCM during purging. The purge valve is connected to intake manifold vacuum using a rubber hose to draw gasoline vapors from the charcoal canister into the engine when the purge valve is commanded open. Most purge valves are pulsed on and off to better control the amount of fumes being drawn into the intake manifold. Tech tip. Problems after refueling. Check the purge valve. The purge valve is normally closed and open only when the PCM is commanding the system to purge. If the purge solenoid becomes stuck in the open position, gasoline fumes are allowed to flow directly from the gas tank to the intake manifold. When refueling, this results in a lot of fumes being forced into the intake manifold and, as a result, causes a hard-to-start condition after refueling. This also results in a rich exhaust, and likely black exhaust, when first starting the engine after refueling. While the purge solenoid is usually located under the hood of most vehicles and is less subject to rust and corrosion, as with the vent valve, it can still fail. Leak detection pump system. Purpose and function. Many vehicles use a vacuum-operated leak detection pump, abbreviated LDP, as part of the evaporative control system diagnosis equipment. See Figure 85-6. Operation. The system works to test for leaks as follows. Number 1. The purge solenoid is normally closed. Number 2. The vent valve in the LDP is normally open. Filtered fresh air is drawn through the LDP to the canister. Number 3. The LDP uses a spring attached to a diaphragm to apply pressure, 7.5 inches of water, to the fuel tank. Number 4. The PCM monitors the LDP switch that is triggered if the pressure drops in the fuel tank. And Number 5. The time between LDP solenoid off and LDP switch close is called the pump period. This time period is inversely proportional to the size of the leak. The shorter the pump period, the larger the leak. The longer the pump period, the smaller the leak. EVAP large leak, greater than 0.080 of an inch, less than 0.9 seconds. EVAP medium leak, 0.040 to 0.080 of an inch, 0.9 to 1.2 seconds. EVAP small leak, 0.020 to 0.040 of an inch, 1.2 to 6 seconds. Refer to Figure 85-7. A restricted fuel fill pipe shown on vehicle with the interior removed. Onboard refueling vapor recovery. Purpose and function. The onboard refueling vapor recovery, abbreviated ORVR, system was first introduced on some 1998 vehicles. Previously designed EVAP system allowed fuel vapor to escape to the atmosphere during refueling. Operation. The primary feature of most ORVR systems is the restricted tank filler tube, which is about 1 inch, or 25 millimeters, in diameter. This reduced size filler tube creates an aspiration effect, which tends to draw outside air into the filler tube. During refueling, the fuel tank is vented to the charcoal canister, which captures the gas fumes and, with air flowing into the filler tube, no vapors can escape to the atmosphere. See Figure 85-7. Diagnosing the EVAP system. Symptoms. Before vehicle emissions testing began in many parts of the country, little service work was done on the evaporative emission system. Common engine performance problems that can be caused by a fault in this system include the following. Poor fuel economy. A leak in a vacuum valve diaphragm can result in engine vacuum drawing in a constant flow of gasoline vapors from the fuel tank. This usually results in a drop in fuel economy of 2 to 4 miles per gallon, or MPG. Use a hand-operated vacuum pump to check that the vacuum diaphragm can hold vacuum. And poor performance. A vacuum leak in the system can cause the engine to run rough. Age, heat, and time all contribute to the deterioration of rubber hoses. Refer to Figure 85-8. Some vehicles display a message if an evaporative control system leak is detected that could be the result of a loose gas cap. State EVAP tests. Enhanced exhaust emissions testing tests the evaporative emission system. A leak in the system is tested by pressurizing the entire fuel system to a level below 1 psi, about 14 inches. H2O. The system is typically pressurized with nitrogen, a non-flammable gas that makes up 78% of our atmosphere. The pressure in the system is then shut off and the pressure monitored. If the pressure drops below a set standard, then the vehicle fails the test. This test determines if there is a leak in the system. Hint: to help pass the evaporative section of an enhanced emissions test, arrive at the test site with less than a half tank of fuel. This means that the rest of the volume of the fuel tank is filled with air. It takes longer for the pressure to drop from a small leak when the volume of the air is greater compared to when the tank is full and the volume of air remaining in the tank is small. Locating leaks in the system. Leaks in the evaporative emission control system cause the malfunctioned check gas cap indication lamp to light on some vehicles. See Figure 85-8. A leak also causes a gas smell, which is most noticeable if the vehicle is parked in an enclosed garage. The first step is to determine if there is a leak in the system by setting the EVAP tester to rate the system for either a 0.040 of an inch, or a 0.020 of an inch hull size leak. See Figure 85-9. After it has been determined that a leak exists and it is larger than specified, one of two methods can be used to check for leaks in the evaporative system. Smoke machine testing. The most efficient method of leak detection is to introduce smoke under low pressure from a machine specifically designed for this purpose. See Figure 85-10. Nitrogen gas pressurization. This method uses nitrogen gas under a very low pressure, lower than 1 psi, in the fuel system. The service technician then listens for the escaping air, using amplified headphones. See Figure 85-11. Refer to Figure 85-9. To test for a leak, this tester was set to the 0.020-inch hole and turned on. The ball rose in the scale on the left, and the red arrow was moved to that location. If, when testing the system for leaks, the ball rises higher than the arrow, then the leak is larger than 0.02-inch. If the ball does not rise to the level of the arrow, the leak is smaller than 0.020 of an inch. Refer to Figure 85-10. This unit is applying smoke to the fuel tank through an adapter, and the leak was easily found to be the gas cap seal. Evaporative System Monitor. OBD2 Requirements. OBD2 computer programs not only detect faults, but also periodically test various systems and alert the driver before emissions-related components are harmed by system faults. Serious faults cause a blinking mill or even an engine shutdown. Less serious faults may simply store a code, but not illuminate the mill. The OBD2 requirements did not affect fuel system design. However, one new component, a fuel evaporative canister purge line pressure sensor, was added for monitoring purge line pressure during tests. The OBD2 requirements state that vehicle fuel systems are to be routinely tested while underway by the PCM. All OBD2 vehicles perform a canister purge system pressure test, as commanded by the PCM. While the vehicle is being driven, the vapor line between the canister and the purge valve is monitored for pressure changes. When the canister purge solenoid is open, the line should be under a vacuum since vapors must be drawn from the canister into the intake system. However, when the purge solenoid is closed, there should be no vacuum in the line. The pressure sensor detects if a vacuum is present, and the information is compared to the command given to the solenoid. If, during the canister purge cycle, no vacuum exists in the canister purge line, a code is set indicating a possible fault, which could be caused by an inoperative or clogged solenoid or a blocked or leaking canister purge fuel line. Likewise, if vacuum exists when no command for purge is given, a stuck solenoid is evident, and a code is set. The EVAP system monitor tests for purge volume and leaks. A typical EVAP monitor first closes off the system to atmospheric pressure and opens the purge valve during cruise operation. A fuel tank pressure sensor then monitors the rate with which vacuum increases in the system. The monitor uses this information to determine the purge volume flow rate. To test for leaks, the EVAP monitor closes the purge valve, creating a completely closed system. The fuel tank pressure sensor then monitors the leak down rate. If the rate exceeds PCM stored values, a leak greater than or equal to the OBD2 standard of 0.04 of an inch, or 1 mm, or 0.02 of an inch, or half a millimeter, exists. After two consecutive failed trips testing either purge volume or the presence of a leak, the PCM lights the mill and sets a DTC. The fuel tank pressure sensor is similar to a MAP sensor, and instead of monitoring intake manifold absolute pressure, it is used to monitor fuel tank pressure. See Figure 85-12. Refer to Figure 85-11. An emission tester that uses nitrogen to pressurize the fuel system. Engine off natural vacuum. System integrity, or leakage, can also be checked after the engine is shut off. The premise is that a warm evaporative system cools down after the engine is shut off and the vehicle is stable. A slight vacuum is created in the gas tank during this cool down period. If a specific level of vacuum is reached and maintained, the system is said to have integrity, or no leakage. Actually, the vacuum is created after a period of time because the vapor pressure tends to increase after the engine is shut off and gradually decreases over time. The PCM monitors the pressure rise and decrease over time and triggers a DTC if the pressure indicates a leak in the system. See Figure 85-13. Refer to Figure 85-12. The fuel tank pressure sensor, or the black unit with three wires, looks like a MAP sensor and is usually located on top of the fuel pump module, or white unit. Refer to Figure 85-13. A tank car was cleaned using steam, and then both the bottom drain and the top vent were closed. The next day, the tank had collapsed because of the air pressure difference when the inside cooled. The higher outside air pressure caused the tank to collapse. Tech tip. Always tighten the cap correctly. Many DTCs are set because the gas cap has not been properly installed. To be sure that a screw-type gas cap is properly sealed, tighten it until you hear three clicks. The clicking is a ratchet device, and the clicking does not harm the cap. Therefore, if a PO440 or similar DTC is set, check the cap. See Figure 85-14. Typical EVAP monitor. The PCM runs the EVAP monitor when the following enable criteria are met. Number 1. Barometric pressure greater than 70 kPa, or 20.7 inches mercury, or 10.2 psi. Number 2. Intake air temperature abbreviated, IAT, between 39 degrees Fahrenheit and 86 degrees Fahrenheit, or 4 degrees Celsius to 30 degrees Celsius, at engine startup. Number 3. Engine coolant temperature abbreviated, ECT, between 39 degrees Fahrenheit and 86 degrees Fahrenheit, or 4 degrees Celsius to 30 degrees Celsius, at engine startup. Number 4. ECT and IAT within 3 degrees Fahrenheit of each other at engine startup. Number 5. Fuel level within 15% to 85%. Number 6. Throttle position sensor between 9% and 35%. A typical EVAP monitor first closes off the system to atmospheric pressure and opens the purge valve during cruise operation. AFTP sensor then monitors the rate with which vacuum increases in the system. See Figure 85-15. The monitor uses this information to determine the purge volume flow rate. To test for leaks, the EVAP monitor closes the purge valve, creating a completely closed system. The fuel tank pressure sensor then monitors the leak down rate. If the rate exceeds PCM stored values, a leak greater than or equal to the OBD2 standard of 0.04 of an inch, or 1 mm, or 0.02 of an inch, or half a millimeter, exists. Refer to Figure 85-14. This Toyota cap warns that the check engine light comes on if not tightened until one click. Refer to Figure 85-15. To easily check the fuel tank pressure sensor, remove the cap, and the sensor should read about 1.7 volts. Running the EVAP monitor. 4 tests are performed during a typical EVAP monitor. A DTC is assigned to each test. Number 1. Weak vacuum test, P0440 large leak. This test identifies gross leaks. During the monitor, the vent solenoid is closed, and the purge solenoid is duty cycled. The FTP should indicate a vacuum of approximately 6 to 10 inches height 2O. Number 2. No flow during purging, P0441 no flow during purging. This test uses the FTP sensor to determine that there was no change in fuel tank pressure during purging. This fault could be due to a defective purge valve or a gross leak caused by faults, such as a defective or missing gas cap. Number 3. Small leak test, P0442 small leak. After the large leak test passes, the PCM checks for a small leak by keeping the vent solenoid closed and closing the purge solenoid. The system is now sealed. The PCM measures the change in FTP voltage over time. Number 4. Excess vacuum test, P0446. This test checks for vent path restrictions. With the vent solenoid open and purge commanded, the PCM should not see excessive vacuum in the EVAP system. Typical EVAP system vacuum with the vent solenoid open is about 5 to 6 inches height 2O. Refer to Figure 85-16. The fuel level must be above 15% and below 85% before the EVAP monitor runs on most vehicles. Tech tip. Keep the fuel tank properly filled. Most evaporative system monitors do not run unless the fuel level is between 15% and 85%. In other words, if a driver always runs with close to an empty tank or always tries to keep the tank full, the EVAP monitor may not run. See Figure 85-16. EVAP system related diagnostic trouble codes. Refer to chart on page 994. Review questions. Question 1. What components are used in a typical evaporative emission? Control system. Question 2. How does the computer control the purging of the vapor canister? Question 3. What is the difference between an enhanced and a non-enhanced evaporative control system? Question 4. Why is the vent valve subject to rust and corrosion? Question 5. What are the parameters, or enable criteria, that must be met for the evaporative system monitor to run? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. What is the substance used in a vapor canister to absorb volatile organic compounds? A. Desiccant. B. Organic absorber. C. Pleated paper. D. Charcoal. Question 2. Which valves is, or, are, normally closed? A. Canister purge valve. B. Canister vent valve. C. Both canister purge and canister vent valves. D. Neither canister purge nor canister vent valve. Question 3. All of the following can increase the pressure in the evaporative emission control system except A. Fuel temperature. B. Return fuel from the fuel injection system. C. Inlet fuel to the fuel pump. D. Volatility of the fuel. Question 4. Evaporative emission control systems operate on low pressure. Measured in inches of water. 1 psi is equal to how many inches of water? A. 1. B. 10. Circa 18. D. 28. Question 5. Inadequate purge flow rate triggers which DTC? A. P0440. B. P0446. C. P0300. D. P0440, or P0446. Question 6. Two technicians are discussing a state emission test. Technician A says that a vent valve that is not able to close can cause the system to fail the onboard test. Technician B says that a leaking gas cap can cause a failure of the EVAP test. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 7. Which EVAP valve is subject to rust and corrosion more than all of the others? A. Purge valve. B. Vacuum control valve. C. Vent valve. D. R over check valve. Question 8. Before an evaporative emission monitor runs, the fuel level must be where? A. At least 75% full. B. Over 25%. C. Between 15% and 85%. D. The level of the fuel in the tank is not needed to run the monitor test. Question 9. Technician A says that low pressure smoke installed in the fuel system can be used to check for leaks. Technician B says that nitrogen under low pressure can be installed in the fuel system to check for leaks. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 10. A small leak is detected by the evaporative emission control system monitor that could be caused by a loose gas cap. Which DTC is likely set? A. P0440. B. P0442. C. P0446. D. P0440, P0441, or P0442. End of chapter 85.